Jared Kushner, the Mad King's son-in-law, is taking time off his busy domestic schedule and his real estate business to head to the Middle East, see what he can do with this Israeli-Palestinian mess. You and me might have sent someone with, diplomatic cred instead, but hey, this is a new paradigm. Historians will no doubt look back at this here in slack-jawed, open-mouthed wonder. Wheeler Dealer, the art of. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Let's send the kids over to solve the world's most pressing problems. Why not? This kid is Jewish, and as far as I can tell, that's his only resume for something as complex and historically impossible as this. Many presidents and their ambassadors and their State Department experts have thrown their shoulders against this wheel, but they've come up with nothing more substantive than torn rotator cuffs for their efforts. It's a tough rock to move, a hard nut to crack. Pick your own metaphor. It's a bastard of a problem. So send in the clowns. Let Netanyahu and Abbas see we're serious about letting the status quo simmer on high. When Jared resolves those issues, he can hop right over to Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Afghanistan. A one-man diplomatic corps. Of course, he has to get back to that meeting with high-tech CEO, something to do with corporatizing America, making it safe for entrepreneurs once again. It's a high-wire act that few would take on outside the Walendas, but he is, after all, a son-in-law of the president who has already accomplished more in half a year than his predecessors managed in their entire terms. Except maybe FDR, who had more advantage than our Caligula, will due to presidential term limits. So sad. No doubt peace, world peace, is finally at hand. Well, after Jared deals aces over there in Pyongyang. Let's just hope he doesn't get tired. We need him to be strong, savvy, and wide awake. I'm counting on his youthful energy to win the day.